August 14, the meeting place. The early Christian church was both a wonderful and a dangerous place to be. As Jesus had said at the beginning of his ministry, the meeting place between God and man was no longer in the temple. The new meeting place was in himself, as in John chapter 2, verse 21. As the early church began to form, it did so with Christ in their midst. And while the disciples continued to worship in the temple, their community had taken on more of the calling of the temple than even they had probably realized. God was in their midst in a powerful way. He was not in the temple in a powerful way, nor had he been for a very long time. In Israel's early history, God had been in their midst in power. Achan had died because of God's closeness and his own sin, seen in Joshua chapter 7. Now, 1,500 years later, God is again in the midst of his people in glory. As the book of Acts unfolds, God is performing dynamic miracles in the church. But now it isn't Achan, but Ananias and Sapphira, in Acts chapter 5 and verses 1 to 10. God's glory met their sin with extreme judgment. Far worse corruption went on in the temple, but God was not close to the temple. His presence had long withdrawn. As we pray for God's reviving power upon the church, we have to recognize that his glory will meet our sin head on. We want God's closeness, but his glory will only remain upon a people whose lives reflect his holiness.